WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man has been arrested for kidnapping, family violence, and the aggravated robbery of a vehicle. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the girlfriend of 19-year-old Brandon Mendez, a woman who he previously was convicted of assaulting, asked for help.
The boyfriend had physically assaulted her, threatened her with a knife, and forced her into her vehicle where she drove through the city. At one point, she was able to get away from her boyfriend, and he left in her vehicle.
McKeithen says the girlfriend was injured but refused medical treatment. Mendez is out of jail after posting a $200,000 bond. A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel was in a Brazos County courtroom yesterday morning. County Attorney Rod Anderson says Manziel entered a plea agreement where he admitted to failing to identify himself to police following a fight in June of last year in the Northgate District.
The judge took into consideration the charge that was pending in the municipal court in College Station, which was the disorderly conduct by fighting. In considering that, then that case is barred from any further prosecution down there. And then the last thing was we had an additional charge pending here, which was the possession of the fictitious driver's license, and that charge was dismissed.
Manziel was sentenced to 2 days in jail, which has already been served, according to Judge Dana Zachary. Manziel was also fined $2,000 and assessed court costs of $232. College Station police don't know the cause of death for a woman at an apartment on Holloman by Terrio Park Sunday afternoon. Investigators are hoping an autopsy will provide needed information. If not, then it will be months before toxicology results are available. Shortly before 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, police and fire responded to the report of an unconscious woman called in by her roommate. Her name has not been released. There was optimism but no guarantees by Bryan's city manager as the city council received preliminary information about next year's budget.
You're not going to promise?
Not going to promise.
Keene Register is shooting for a repeat of last year where the property tax levy dropped by 0.3 cents. He says the worst case scenario is keeping the current rate. That's as the city continues to build its reserves and add 13 public safety jobs to the payroll.
Our reserve requirement is 60 days of operating expense, and this budget brings us to 106 days. We plan to spend down a small amount of the fund balance in the FY14 budget. We'll still remain well above the 60-day requirement. The largest expense addition in this budget is the addition of 6 firefighters and 2 police officers and the funding for 4 more police officers that were added a couple of years ago under a grant that we're going to begin funding this year.
No rate increases have been requested for Bryan water, wastewater, and trash rates. BTU customers will pay more to cover the utility's costs for its share of building state-mandated electric transmission lines. There will be a delay in building a nearly $2 million expansion of the Rutter High School Fieldhouse, but it means another chance for local companies to be involved.
The Bryan School Board last night unanimously voted to start over again to select who will manage the design and construction. College Station contractor Mark Dudley was among those challenging a process, where 5 BCS firms submitted a proposal, but none of them were finalists.
For the past decade, we have been the designers and builders of BISD's remodel projects and small construction, new construction projects. But when the more appealing new construction projects come along, the district has looked to out-of-town designers and contractors to do that work.
Board President Doug Wanenberger called for an executive session. After meeting behind closed doors for 55 minutes with the district's lawyer, the board unanimously voted with no discussion to reject the recommendations of a 4-member committee.
The board was a little unfamiliar with that process in that cost comes into account later on in the process than we were comfortable with, and we wanted the cost considered up front, so we changed that to be restarted over as a 1-step process.
The new selection process will not pre-screen applicants to a short list of finalists as was done the first time. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved spending $220,000 to study the condition of nearly 40 buildings. Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says the study will include buildings at least 10 years old.
Get those that were not recently constructed, and then those that get heavy use by public and or city staff. So you'll notice we have a lot of the municipal buildings in there, the CSU, but even some of our park pavilions, our concession stands. So it's a variety of different facilities, but mainly those are most heavily used and also have some complex systems such as HVAC, electrical, plumbing.
A scoring system will rate conditions. A list of what will be checked out is on our website at WTAW.com. And Blinn College is offering new scholarships for this fall. Spokesman Richard Bray says the 171 scholarships totaling $427,000 will benefit students in technology, engineering, and math.
Students who get a degree in these fields earn higher wages even if they're not working in these occupations. So it's a great deal. It's a great opportunity for students to get a degree that's going to position them to be in a job where they're going to make a lot of money and they're not going to have to worry about being laid off because employers are really looking for these folks.
Bray says students with degrees in these fields earn 26% higher wages than the average worker nationwide. The deadline to apply is August 15th, and details are at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:13 at 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today. And let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 7:16. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. People move to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Storm system we had near Oklahoma City yesterday is pushed back to the west into the Texas panhandle this morning. So that means we get a chance to kind of dry out a little bit. Occasional sun today. The risk of showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Some showers and storms are possible tonight, especially before midnight, 75. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm, 90. Partly sunny, the risk of a thunderstorm Thursday. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Heisman winner Johnny Manziel has been in the hot seat lately, more ways than one. Major League Baseball prepares for the 2013 All-Star Game, and there are going to be, I lost something on here, and I'm looking for it.
Uh-oh, what is it?
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
I found
it. Oh, good. All
those
right.
Those two personnel guys, because you were asking me about that earlier, they were charged. The two guys for the Broncos were charged separately. So there's two guys for the Denver Broncos, two execs that have been charged with some drunken driving charges. And that'll be up here in sports. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, because I'd gone into the sports room afterwards, and I thought, Zach, were they driving drunk together? You know, hey, let me have the wheel. Let me have it.
Yeah,
but. But apparently just...
In that case, I would assume one would be riding shotgun.
Yeah,
so.
two executives of the same company, you know, same professional team, getting laid off or penalized at the same time. Well, there you go. All right, here we go. It's a California man has been forced to hand over his $10,000 Star Wars toy collection.
No.
Yeah, well, here's
why?
The deal. Well, I'm about to tell you, Eric Hodgson... He's 43 years old, pled guilty last week to defrauding the California Department of Transportation out of nearly $1.9 million. Officials say that while he was working as an independent contractor, Eric basically used state funds to pay off his mortgage, buy toys and comic books, pay for exotic trips, and as part of the deal, he faces a 9-year prison sentence, plus he has to give up his Star Wars toys.
Oh.
So, you know, which is probably only fair since he used state money to buy them.
I'm sure he'll be a real hit in the pen with.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Everybody, there's a Star Wars geek.
Yeah, when they find out, oh, the Star Wars geek is here. Okay, all right. Here's our latest
Captain Sum Ting Wong.
Yeah.
We Too Low.
Yeah.
Ho Lee. And Bang Ding Ow.
Yeah, well, apparently Asiana Airlines has decided to sue KTVU, that's that San Francisco TV station, for that audio that you just heard from last Friday, in which they came up with those bogus names. The network said it had gotten confirmation of the names from the National Transportation Safety Board, which has also apologized, by the way, saying the summer intern... who mistakenly confirmed the names on the flight. Well, he's been fired. If you want to know how a government employee can get fired, doing something like that is exactly how you can get fired, even if you work for the federal government. So, nice on him. The SPCA in Scotland trying to track down the owner of an escaped foul-mouthed parrot.
Yeah, if Scottish people are calling it foul-mouthed, well.
Yeah, really, yeah. And, see, that's, well, again.
And foul mouth.
I understand.
F-O-W-L
mouth. Well, actually, it's U-L, but anyway.
If it is a parrot,
yeah,
it would
the,
be.
That's true. The African gray parrot was found running loose in somebody's yard. The spokesperson said, Sam is a real character. Not only does he know a vast array of swear words, he also dances and whistles if he feels that he's not getting enough attention, just like a lot of people from Scotland. staff members are seeking the public's help in finding the animal's owner.
How do they know his name?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't know. Maybe he's wearing a T-shirt that says, my name is Sam. Not sure. That's it.
I bet that bird belonged to some husband and the wife. Just let him go by mistake.
That's enough. Yes, here, let's leave. This is a pretty good story, and it's not getting nearly enough play. Today's Crime Fighter of the Week, two teen boys in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, chased down a car carrying a 5-year-old kidnapped girl and saved her, and they did it on their bicycles. Did you hear about this?
I think so.
Yeah, Jocelyn Rojas and Timar Boggs.
Yes.
Timar is 15 years old, hanging out with a friend when a man came up asking if he'd seen this missing girl named Jocelyn Rojas. They had not, but decided to join the neighborhood search. They corralled other friends to join them, and sure enough, Timar and another friend by the name of Chris Garcia saw the little girl, Jocelyn, inside a passing car and tore off after them on their bikes. The teens chased the car for 15 minutes, and for whatever reason, the driver couldn't shake the tail and eventually gave up, letting the little girl out. Suspected kidnapper still at large. Police only have a vague description, but congratulations to those two young men, Timar Boggs and Chris Garcia, and the young girl's name again, Jocelyn Rojas. Now, why don't we talk about that more than that other stuff, you know, that that other thing that
because
we talked about
yesterday?
Because that's good stuff. Yeah, we don't want to be having good stuff happening, should we? Bryan Cranston, you know who this guy is?
Yep. Mm-mm.
He's in just apparently one of the most vile television shows there is. This is a bad dude, right? He's a science teacher who starts becoming a drug dealer, right, and makes his own drugs.
Breaking Bad.
Big hit. Well, Bryan Cranston is the star. Bryan Cranston gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. This will be star number 2,502. The thing is, he used to be, and I've never watched Breaking Bad. I've just heard about it and how it's, you know, really a dark, dark show. And they said this guy starred in Malcolm in the Middle, which was a really goofy show. I went and watched some of that on YouTube, and I'd seen what Bryan Cranston looked like with his shaved head and everything. And, you know, there he is looking kind of goofy with hair. Yet he grows his hair out when the show's not on. I mean, he goes back to kind of looking like the goofy guy.
Well, that's just like Lex Luthor in the Smallville series. He had to shave his head every day to play Lex.
Well, yeah, but that's the actor's name isn't Lex Luthor, right? That's
right. I just don't remember his name. Let's have a little grace.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. It's like Tom Hanks telling us, "Houston, we have a problem," right? Don't remember that astronaut guy, but it was Tom Hanks who told us that. Yes, indeed. Well, now the Apple rumor mill is out. The tech company is working on a new TV distribution system that will let you skip the commercials while you're watching a TV show. And see, that's it, Apple. That's what people are looking for. CNET reports that Apple has been meeting with cable companies to provide a premium service that would rival the cable company's services. And through an app on your computer or cell phone or tablet, you would be able to do that. So not only would you be able to watch it on your phone or your tablet, but you would be able to fast forward just like people do when they're at home and they've got stuff captured. That should be all right.
I was about to say, it's like the DVR, but it's for your mobile device.
Carry it around with you.
That's awesome.
Pennsylvania woman recently dropped 13 pounds in one day. Michelle Cessna gave birth to a baby that makes all the record books, according to KDKA-TV. The baby named Addison weighed 13 pounds, 11 ounces, and measured 25 inches long. That's a big baby. Most newborns weigh what? Anywhere from 6 to 8 pounds? This one, 13 pounds.
This lady's from Pennsylvania, you said?
Yes.
And her last name is Cessna?
Yeah.
And she have diabetes?
Cessna's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Robert Cessna, the Eagle, he's from Pennsylvania. I'll have to ask if that's a
relative. We have to see if that may be Ken. Hello?
You know, at the end of Breaking Bad, I'm pretty sure they're going to put him in witness protection, and that's going to be the beginning of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning. It's 7:26, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. High today, looking to be probably about 92 or so. Low temperature tonight, around 73. We'll have a 50% chance of rain today, 40% tonight, then a 50% tomorrow. We'll be in the lower 90s, looks like, all the way through the weekend, and the low temperature will probably be about 72 or 73, so it should be kind of pleasant. And we will keep a chance of showers in the forecast all the way through Thursday, skips Friday, then picks up again on Saturday. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 7, 96% relative humidity, fair skies. We've got 72 degrees out there.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Does the name Shakir Williams mean anything to you? He was killed over the weekend, 17 years old, one of five people, shot at a house party in Mercer County, New Jersey. He died at the scene. Police were confronted with chaos when they showed up. There are up to 100 people scrambling to get out of the house. Some young men were handcuffed, as was a young woman who was described as drunk. As they were clearing the house, the police found his body. Now, folks, there probably aren't going to be any rallies organized by the Justice Department to demand justice for this guy. And nobody is going to put pressure on public officials to fire the police chief if the people who killed him aren't apprehended in coming days. And if they are somehow caught but acquitted at trial, there won't be any violent protests in Oakland or L.A. or even Shakir's hometown, Trenton, New Jersey. And President Obama will never be asked about Shakir at a press conference. He'll never claim if Trayvon Martin had a brother, he might look like Shakir. Now, I know that Shakir Williams' life was as important to his family and friends as any teenager who was wantonly killed. One day, maybe, hopefully, these tragically wasted teenage lives will be important to another group of people. Those who see the tragic death of a 17-year-old as a vehicle to build their media career or their political careers, or maybe do a little bit of fundraising.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft. He didn't even know it. His credit ruined. Don couldn't even get a business loan, so he called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock found multiple fraudulent credit applications that identity thieves were trying to open. LifeLock shut them down. They helped Don avoid further disasters. Identity theft is so complex, you simply cannot fight it alone. And that's why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. You can visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and the special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Misdemeanor criminal charges against A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel from June of last year were resolved yesterday. Brazos County Attorney Rod Anderson says Manziel pleaded guilty to failing to identify himself,
which means that when he was stopped and approached by the officers that night, the information that he gave the officers was a fictitious date of birth that would have made him 21 years of age. And so when you're stopped and asked to identify yourself to a police officer, you're required to give your correct name, date of birth, and residence address. And at that time, a fictitious date of birth was provided to the officers.
Two charges were dropped, accusing Manziel of disorderly conduct, fighting, and presenting a fake driver's license. Judge Dana Zachary sentenced Manziel to two days in jail, which the judge says have already been served. Manziel was also fined $2,000 and assessed court costs of $232. A Bryan man previously convicted of family assault has been arrested again with charges against the same victim. Officer Kelly McKeithen wants you to get help if you're trapped in domestic violence.
And they can always come to the police department, confide in a friend, get someone to come with them to the police department. It is always scary to make that first step because it can get worse before it gets better. But if they don't report these crimes, they are going to get worse anyway.
McKeithen says 19-year-old Brandon Mendez is accused of physically assaulting his girlfriend, the same woman he was previously convicted of assaulting, as well as threatening her with a knife, making her drive him through the city, and taking her car at knife point. Mendez is out of jail after posting a $200,000 bond. The city of College Station has about 200 facilities. Nearly 40 structures will be evaluated following action at the last city council meeting. Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says there will be a scoring system to rate building conditions.
They'll identify any immediate maintenance concerns, long-term capital needs that we would need to address, and then also working with our city staff to develop a preventive maintenance schedule for each type of facility. They will not necessarily go to every park pavilion, but they'll say in general, park pavilions, these are the preventive maintenance activities, office space, these warehouse space, fleet shop, etc.
The list of buildings, which you can read online at WTAW.com, are at least 10 years old or have heavy usage. Last year was the first time in a dozen years the property tax levy in the city of Bryan changed, and it went down. City Manager Keen Register told the City Council they're aiming to repeat the decrease of 0.3 cents.
Our hopes would definitely be to do the same thing that we did last year, but I'm not promising anything, but that's where we're heading.
The budget preview included continued progress on building city reserves.
We've been able to increase our general fund balance from a low in 2009 of $9 million to over $17 million by the end of this fiscal year. This also brings us from a low of budgeted $500,000 below the reserve requirement in FY10 to exceeding the requirement by over $7 million at the end of this fiscal year.
BTU customers are projected to pay more to cover state-mandated construction of electric transmission lines. No rate increases are planned in trash, water, and wastewater rates. Next year's budget calls for adding 6 firefighters and a fire inspector, 2 more police officers, and paying for the 4 officers previously covered by a federal grant. Locally owned construction companies and architects will get another shot at managing the $2 million expansion of the Rutter High School Fieldhouse.
The Bryan School Board was to consider awarding management to an out-of-town firm. Instead, the board followed a 55-minute executive session with a unanimous vote, throwing out a committee recommendation and to start over again. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he was glad to see the turnout.
I didn't realize we had that many people locally that were so interested in it, but it was a good night to see our community members out here tonight, because so many of them are my friends and I know them. I've seen them in the Chamber of Commerce. I've seen them at Rotary and different civic organizations. It's a good group of people. We got good people in Bryan College Station.
5 of the 12 proposals came from the Twin Cities, but none were among the 3 finalists. College Station architect Fred Patterson reminded the board his 25-year relationship with Bryan Schools included public service.
We donated over $40,000 for those kids' projects so they could put their name on it for Bryan Schools. I don't know if you're going to get anybody to drive up from Houston to lay three bricks, but we can get guys here in town that'll do that.
The new selection process will result in one finalist, and according to Wallace, state law does not allow the board to automatically award the project to a local company. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It could be months before it's known how a woman died Sunday near Terrell Park. College Station police and fire responded to the report of an unconscious person at an apartment on Holloman near the park, called in by her roommate. Investigators are waiting for results of an autopsy, and if that doesn't help, then the wait will continue for the results of toxicology tests. The victim's name has not been released. And as employers in the Brazos Valley and statewide search for workers qualified in math, engineering, and technology, Blinn College is awarding scholarships to develop students in these areas. Spokesman Richard Bray says the 171 new scholarships are valued at $2,500 apiece, with a total value of $427,000.
Blinn's already a third of the cost of the same classes as most four-year public universities, and these $2,500 scholarships are really going to allow high-achieving students to get the very most bang for their buck.
Bray says these kinds of jobs are growing three times as fast as other jobs, and the workers enjoy 26% higher wages than the average worker nationwide. At WTAW.com, you can find application details. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing, or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 8/5/2013.
Good morning, 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Rain and thunderstorms have certainly diminished since yesterday, and that'll be the trend as we head through the middle part of the work week. For today, there'll be intervals of clouds and sun. Some showers and storms will be popping up. Highs 85 to 90 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The chance for some showers and thunderstorms, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow. There could be some showers and thunderstorms near 90. Partly sunny Thursday, the chance of a thunderstorm. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this week. Coming up in sports, a couple of Aggie football players are named to yet another preseason award watch list. A new home run derby king is crowned, and the Houston Rockets continue to have a busy offseason. All this and more coming up in sports.
There you are. So, Florida, well known for, well, you know, whenever we're looking for something weird or strange, we always go to Florida, right?
Right.
Sunshine State may have outdone themselves this time. A new lawsuit claims the state legislature accidentally made all computers and smartphones illegal back in April. The language in the bill in question was intended to outlaw slot machines and online gambling machines, bans, quote, any device, machine, or system, end quote, that requires money, a code, or information used to play any game with an unpredictable outcome. Well, that's the problem.
That does sound a lot like a smartphone.
Yeah, that's the lawyers say the language prohibits any device that's even capable of playing any kind of game of chance. So that could be your computer. Obviously, it could be your smartphone.
Why did they just say slot machines?
Well, because if you do that, then you're calling it a slot machine. You're defining it specifically that way. Somebody else could have a machine just like a slot machine, and they'd say that's a, you know, Paratica machine or whatever, you know? So you couldn't really...
A slot machine by any name.
Right, but that's what, yeah, what they were trying to do is actually define what it does so that they wouldn't have to worry about what it was named. And as a result, I guess they're going to have to do some work on that.
Now, why didn't they specifically say gambling, too? I would say that.
Well, I mean, you could do that on the computer as well.
Yeah, it said it said an unknown outcome.
Well, anytime you play, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to win Monopoly. You know, that's an unknown outcome.
When I play solitaire, I know I'm going to win.
Yeah. All right.
Because I'm that good at it.
It's all about mental. That's right.
Pretty sure I've lost solitaire before. Mm.
Shout out to our friends to the north. Several Canadian nudist clubs got together over the weekend for the world's largest skinny dip. Naturalists, if you'll call them that, in Canada have got to be a lot braver than those, say, in Florida or even Texas. Because, you know, I'm sure there's a good part of the season when it's not the thing you'd want to do.
Yeah.
Members of four different naturalist camps participated in the North American Wearing Zip Let's Skinny Dip event that was organized by the American Association for Nude Recreation. It's too early to tell, so to speak, if they broke the old world record, which was 14,288 skinny dippers. They have to send in a group photo.
Ugh.
And then it says here, wait for an official head count. So there you go. Yeah, I know. A group photo.
A postcard.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I hope it's from behind.
Oh, I have. Maybe they're up to their armpits, okay, in the water.
Okay.
And it would just, if that's the case, then that.
And
probably,
it's always the people that you don't.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's exactly right. The people who do that, just right. How would you like to have snail slime across your face?
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you younger, you know, there's a salon in Tokyo that is charging $300. Yes, $300. And that's exactly what you get, okay? For an hour-long facial treatment that involves allowing a live snail to slink across your face. The claim is that the slimy trail of antioxidants and the acid that's left from the snail will treat your skin so that it, quote, brightens and glows. Sure. The, there were snake oil salesmen a long time ago. The Daily Mail adds that five snails used by the spa are employed there, and they eat only organic vegetables, including carrots, spinach, Swiss chard, and Chinese greens. That's so that the snail's nutritious diet can be pass on, so to speak, to the customers. Hello.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Well, we're doing fine, and you?
Just fine. Hey, how would you like to be the one woman among those 2,786 men?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually 14,000, but yeah, I know. Okay. Mm. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Right.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
It's like you're not even here.
I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays,
yeah,
that it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW, yeah, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff, you know, that...
Oh,
not
no.
That pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye.
What made you choose this song?
I don't think we've played it yet, have we?
Oh, I hear this on Candy all the time.
Well, I know, but this isn't Candy. We don't...
Right, that's why I asked why you chose this song.
I thought I'd try to find something that was kind of hip and happening.
Oh.
So this is Robin Thicke.
I think it sounds like a beach party.
Well, it could be. It's called Blurred Lines. This was kind of moderate. I mean, we've certainly done things at a faster tempo than that, but go ahead.
It sounds like the closing credits of, what's the name of that movie? Danny DeVito and Owen.
I don't know.
Oh, what is that movie?
I don't know. Danny DeVito.
Shut up.
The Penguin when he played in Batman?
No, it's a woman.
Oh, okay.
What movie?
I don't know.
Rhea Perlman?
Yeah. It's the woman from The Goonies.
Okay, you're getting farther and farther out in the ditch.
Oh, no.
You go find it out there in the tall weeds and report back to
us. If I could just think a second.
I know.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are you looking for an easy way to boost the quality of your family's relationships? Well, try laughing more often. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Humor and laughter are good for the soul, but they benefit the whole family as well. I can vouch for it. My wife Jean and I and our two boys love to laugh. Laughter creates an atmosphere of joy and helps love and grace to flourish in your home. It enables moms, dads, and kids to enjoy one another's company, and that strengthens relationships. In short, laughter makes your house a pleasant place to be. Research shows that the more family members are able to laugh together, the less likely they'll be to experience depression or be overcome by the stresses of life. And that's because humor helps people cope with frustration and disappointment. When we can laugh at the ups and downs of our own journey, we're better able to feel compassion for others in the midst of their struggles. And that's what essayist Agnes Repplier meant when she said, "We cannot really love anybody with whom we never laugh." Have you, your spouse, and your kids shared a good belly laugh lately? If not, maybe it's time you got serious, no pun intended, about opening yourself up to the humorous side of life. I can tell you from experience, it's worth the effort. Life is just better when you laugh out loud with each other. For more to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Diane Carradue. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to StopMedicareFraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has, thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds, and how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to StopMedicareFraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
751, so listeners have helped us out. It's Throw Mama from the Train was the
there you go, Cap.
Have you seen the movie?
I've seen parts of it,
yeah. Cause
maybe Billy she'd be somebody you'd like to kill.
Irvin, what the hell's going on out there?
Nothing, Mama. Walk her up.
Who are you talking to? Who's in there?
That sounds like Cartman from...
that's what I was thinking.
From, what is that?
South Park.
All right, enough of this. It's 7:52.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620, WTAW. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge stemming from his arrest last year for fighting. The Heisman Trophy winner admitted in court yesterday that he failed to identify himself to police following the altercation in June of 2012. Prosecutors say Manziel was ordered to pay a $2,000 fine. Manziel has been under some fire of late after leaving the Banning Passing Academy a day early citing illness. Here's ESPN's Joe Shad.
Answer any particular questions about why, as his dad stated, he may have been dehydrated, why, as the Manning camp stated, he was late to and or missed some of his responsibilities as a counselor. But, you know, clearly Manziel feels, and people those close to him feel, that he didn't fulfill his duties as a counselor. And perhaps we'll get some more specific answers when Manziel addresses a large media group on Wednesday.
Manziel's reportedly apologized to the Aggies coaching staff and is being advised to be honest and forthcoming during this week's SEC Media Days in Birmingham, Alabama. A pair of Texas A&M offensive linemen were named to the watch list for the 2013 Rotary Lombardi Award, which is given annually to college football's top lineman or linebacker. Making the elite list were the Aggies offensive tackles, senior Jake Matthews and junior Cedric Obui. The 44th Rotary Lombardi Award will be held on December 11, 2013 at the Wortham Center in Houston, Texas. It was the third watch list for Matthews, who was also named a candidate for the Outland Trophy and the Maxwell Award. The planes flying over Citi Field in New York were undoubtedly put on notice last night as some of baseball's best power hitters slugged it out at the 2013 Home Run Derby.
Well, I don't know all the details. I'm certainly looking for...
Excuse me.
Oh, and he rips it with a plum! Back! Gone! Ioannis Cespedes has won the Home Run Derby!
Not as smooth as Cespedes was last night. He edged 20-year-old Bryce Harper 9-8 in the final round to win the Derby, making him the first player left out of the All-Star game to take home the crown. The Oakland Athletics outfielder slugged 32 homers in all, out-hitting seven other contestants. Meanwhile, the All-Star game is set for tonight, with the Mets' Matt Harvey getting the starting nod for the National League. At 24, Harvey is the youngest All-Star starting pitcher since the Mets' Dwight Gooden back in 1988. Who was 23 but then. Here's Harvey on getting to start the All-Star game in front of his home crowd.
I appreciate it. Boach picked me to start, and it's obviously here in New York. So, you know, the fans have been great here all year, and hopefully make them proud and start the All-Star game. And it's definitely a huge honor and something I'm very excited about.
The American League is countering with 28-year-old Max Scherzer, who had just finished the most dominant first half in a quarter century in terms of wins. His 13-0 record before Saturday's loss to Texas was the most wins in a perfect start since Roger Clemens won his first 14 decisions in 1986. First pitch for tonight's game is set for 7 o'clock. Coverage will be on Fox Sports. The Houston Rockets have signed their only pick in this year's NBA draft, second-round selection Isaiah Cannon. Cannon, who was taken 34th overall, scored more than 2,000 points in a four-year career at Murray State. The point guard led the team last season with 21.8 points a game. Meanwhile, the Rockets also agreed to terms on Monday with rookie free agent forward Robert Covington and guard B.J. Young. Covington averaged 14.8 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 1.5 steals in a four-year career at Tennessee State. Young averaged 15.2 points and over two...
Alert. 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 Code Maroon. Small fire at Kleberg Building has been extinguished. Building closed until further notice. 0742.
That's kind of dangerous.
Okay, yeah, I'm guessing that was the Clayburgh building. The computer probably doesn't
know how to pronounce it.
Yeah. Names right. All right, so anyway, where were we before you were interrupted?
Isaiah Cannon signed with the Houston Rockets, and they also signed free agent forward Robert Covington and guard B.J. Young. Two high-ranking officials of the Denver Broncos have been suspended by the team. Both director of player personnel Matt Russell and director of pro personnel Tom Heckert are facing drunken driving charges. Here's ESPN's Ed Werder.
I can tell you that Heckert's only been with the franchise for a month, and his offense occurred first. And so more harshly punished was Russell, who has been with the Broncos organization for a number of years. He's one of John Elway's closest friends in the franchise. So this is not an insignificant situation for a Broncos team that many think is going to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Russell is out indefinitely without pay, while Heckert was suspended for a month without pay. Trinidad and Tobago played to a 2-0 victory over Honduras yesterday to advance to the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Despite the loss, Honduras finished atop Group B after wins over Haiti and El Salvador. Earlier in the day, El Salvador edged Haiti 1-0 at BBVA Compass Stadium in Houston. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Tigler.
We'd like to tell you about a jeweler here in the Brazos Valley many of you may not be aware of. Brett Edmondson of Besco Custom Jewelers has been quietly making custom jewelry for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to become your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's for a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click bescojewelers.com.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, Kat, the listeners came to your rescue. Kat?
Oh, they did?
Yes, it's Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah, very good thing. Yeah, we
go play. Bury a friend in the backyard before
okay.
he stinks
up
the place.
We played a little bit of